Well, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, David.
And welcome, everybody, back to the Daily Evolver. And today, what we thought we would do, as we have been doing, is to touch a little bit into the larger integral field here, rather than take just one story, which we do mostly. You know, give us an integral view of what that looks like and, you know, how to hold it and what we see through this worldview. It's important to remember that we're sitting in this four-quadrant field, this integral life that we lead. So today, I think we're going to push a bit more into the field and sort of remember that we're holding all of this, whether they be individual news stories or anything that happens in our life, in this larger inquiry. So right. I'm really happy we're going to do this again today.
Yeah, it's a good thing to notice that when we talk about the daily evolver, and we are all evolving daily, and part of being integral is that we want to just realize that. We want to recognize that that's happening, notice that that's happening. And so what we've been paying attention to has been, to use a little jargon, the lower right quadrant. That is the world as it's arising and current events and news and Osama bin Laden and the Middle East and the economy and whatever it may be.
Elections.
The elections, exactly. And that's a big part of our life. And Integral would say that there are a couple other categories that are just as important. And this we can look at as first, second, and third person. So third person is the world at large, and it is indeed evolving daily, and we want to pay attention to that. Also, in the second person, we are evolving as a culture in our interiors. We are evolving in our relationships with each other, and we want to notice this in our lives, our relationships with our loved ones, our relationships with our community, our relationships with people on the other side of the planet, our relationship with, you know, our kids, whatever it may be. That's second person, and that's evolving. Mm-hmm. And then in first person is our own interior world, my inner world of Jeff.
The secret life.
I know. And, you know, we all have one. Oof. And it's not always pretty, but it too is evolving. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we want to do as integralists is note and be aware of what is the move of evolution in our own lives. And for most people who are listening to this, we can notice that we are indeed moving into, in the first person, in our own interiors, a different way of seeing the world. And this is what we would call an integral view or a post-postmodern view. And just to do a quick little sort of lay of the land, one of the things that we talk about in Integral is the evolution of consciousness and the evolution of culture. And we have identified a few basic strata that are online in most cultures and in our own lives. And we talk about traditionalism. And traditionalism is basically where social conservatives live. It tends to be nationalistic. It tends to be religious in a mythical way. And we all know folks, and some of us come from those folks and whatever. And we have the modernists, which is rational. And modernists, what modernists get, they actually have a world-centric view of the exteriors. In other words, a modernist can see the world and map the world and map these systems of trade and economy and mining and create. Modernism creates the, as Daniel Dennett said, the spectacularly tangible results.
Right,
that we see all around us.
Yeah, and that's. I'm really glad that you pointed that out, because when we talk about modern sometimes just as a code word that we talk about with scientific inquiry, that's all true.
Yes,
right. But what modern has created, the reason why you and I are sitting here and not having to go scratch for food and have a roof over our heads, is it has created this material world.
Yes,
that is far larger, far more abundant for more people.
Right.
In the world than ever before, which is that we see this evolutionary
yes.
thing going. And this is where postmodern, if you've pointed out, gets kind of constricted, because they look at it and say, oh, my God, you know, it's raping the earth and we're just interested in money and
right.
all you people are all trying to buy things. And yes,
yeah.
we do notice that.
Yes.
But we also notice that we're actually living much more abundant lives
yes.
as a result of what modern has brought us.
Absolutely. And if we relate this to current events, we see that what's happening in the Arab Spring and what's happening in, you know, of course, China and India and basically everywhere
right.
except North Korea, is this urge to modernism, which is not only about material wealth, although it's that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bread was
mm-hmm.
the number one, you know, slogan in Egypt. People were, you know, noticing, you know, they want to eat. So there's that. But not only that, but with modernism comes the rights of man.
Mm-hmm.
It comes a certain dignity of the individual. that we get to have a private space that is not penetrable by the government or by the religion. These are huge moves. Yeah. And then as you say, you know, the downside is we rape the earth.
We go too far. Yeah.
We only see the exterior side, basically. And then that kicks off the postmodern view, which, as you mentioned, is a view that sees the interiors of the world and seeks to rehabilitate all of the people who have been left out of the previous structure. So the sinners, the victims, the losers. You know, modernism has winners and losers, and postmodernism is, of course, the vibe that came in the 60s and
boomers.
Ecology and right. feminism and
Civil
rights.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, and you know, it's continued. Gay rights, animal rights is the new leading edge. These are important moves, and they've been valuable in the whole planet. Right. Of course, not the whole planet is at different stages. It has different centers of gravity in different parts of the planet, and we notice that in ourselves. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the ways that we relate to the world as integralists, and we'll get to that in a second, is that...
You've been listening to a segment from the Daily Evolver Dialogues with Jeff Saltzman and David Dryden. For the full discussion, please go to integrallife.com or click the link above the audio player.